Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis immediately after the two dots, nine lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan B'Shem Rebbe. Rabbi Yonasan, the name of Rebbe, said the following Chiddush. Ha'oichel oichel Shlishi B'Trumo Nifsel Gufoy Melechol B'Trumo. Meaning, if one eats a third level, third degree Tumo, of Truma, meaning when you're dealing with Truma, the lowest level of Tuma you can get to is a third degree. There's no Revi Betuma by Truma, only Shlishi. So someone ate a Shlishi, you would think it's not going to pass through. Because the same way when something touches Shlishi and Truma, it does not become Revi because there's no Revi. So someone who eats it, why should it be different? Says Chiddush is that when you eat it, it's different. Eating makes the person who eats that level of tumo to be the same level as the thing that he's eating. So if he ate shlishi, he himself becomes shlishi. He is a pasul, and he cannot eat tumo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua bar Yitzchok boi, my Rebbe Rabbi Elazar, l'chor Rebbe goes like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. What is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar? The Tani and Tamon, we learned over there. There's a Mishnah Maseches Tahiros. Ha'oichel oichel rishon, rishon. Oichel oichel sheni, sheni. Someone who eats the first degree of tumo, he becomes rishon. Someone who eats the second degree tumo, he becomes sheni. Someone who eats the third degree tumo becomes shlishi. That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua argues, as the Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Yeshua a little later in our daf. So do you want to tell me the Rebbe goes in the shita of Rabbi Elazar that whatever a person eats, that's the level of tumo that he has? Says the Gemara, no, Divrei HaKol here. Here, everybody agrees to this. Even Rabbi Yeshua, that argues there in Rabbi Elazar, he will agree. Kedei she'ebodel min ha'truma. So you'll be careful with truma. Meaning, all what Rabbi Yeshua said, disagreed. If someone eats shlishi b'truma, he doesn't become shlishi, so if he's going to touch kodesh, he'll make a revi. Legabi nigiyo, he's not considered to be a shlishi. But legabi achilo, to eat something, we say, no, you cannot eat truma. Someone ate a shlishi b'truma, he himself cannot eat truma, or machmir on him legabe achilo. Even Rabbi Shua will agree to that. That's the chiddush of Rebbe. Says the Gemara de Kavasol, according to this, let's continue this logic. If someone eats something which is possible by maaser, which means sheni, because by maaser, the lowest level of tumo is a second degree. There's no third degree. Someone who eats that, will he be also to eat maaser for the same logic that he should be careful with maaser? The same way someone who's shlishi, who ate shlishi, cannot eat trumo. So someone who ate sheni cannot eat maaser. Is that true? Says the Gemara Shmini Minado. Let's learn from the following. There's a quote for the Mishnah Maseches Paro. And it says over there, Kol ha'toun b'yasmai medivir sofrim, meaning any tumo, which is a tumo derabanan, like someone who eats oichel rishon and oichel sheni, any level of that tumo. So that level of tumo is mitame sakredi, because that level of tumo is sheni betumo. So it's mitame kodesh, because by kodesh you have until revi. So mitame means it makes a shlishi shebe kodesh. Upoisles a trumo, makes trumo one degree more shlishi. Umutar bechulin v'maiser, you can eat chulin and maiser divir amir. Vechachomim oisim v'maiser. Chachomim say maiser, he can't eat. Even though he's a sheni, he still cannot eat maiser. So you see a raya that someone who's a sheni cannot eat maiser. Like someone who's a shlishi cannot eat trumo. Continues the Gemara of Chobes and Udalef, the Gemara quotes what we said over there. Using the gears of Rav Chaim, v'omar Shmuel b'shem Zeiro, ma'u chachomim oisim b'maiser. What does it mean? Chomim oisim b'maiser. Nifsal gufo yimilech b'maiser. Now that he can't touch maiser, but he can't eat maiser. So that's a raya brua to what we want to know. Someone who is a sheni can eat maiser. The answer is no. So with the kavasol. Now let's take the logic to the other direction. Hoichel oichel revi b'koidesh. If someone eats revi in koidesh, we know b'koidesh the lowest level of tumah is revi. Is nifsal gufo yimilech b'koidesh? Do we say the same way? Someone who eats shlishi can eat trumo. Someone who eats sheni can eat maaser. Someone who eats revi can eat kodesh. Let's see from the following. So there we're talking about an oinin, and we learned over there in the Mishnayos that he's not allowed to eat kachim, but he's allowed to touch kachim. What's the difference? Why can he cannot eat, but he could touch? So says Rav Yirmiyo, the reason is because they made him like oichel oichel revi b'kodesh. Someone who eats revi cannot eat kodesh, but he could touch kodesh. So you see clearly, someone who eats revi cannot eat kodesh. Hadomra, this teaches you, Ha'oichel, Ha'oichel, Revi, Bekoydesh, Nifsel, Gufoy, Melechel, Bekoydesh, he's not allowed to eat Koydesh. Says the Gemara, Kedoyim, Bekotchim, Migdash, and Mekudashim. That's all good when we talk about Kotchim Mamish. What about the Filu Chulin, Shenasu, Altaras, Ha'koydesh? What about when you have Chulin that you treat it as Koydesh? As we saw before, we have a concept called Chulin, Shenasu, Altaras, Ha'koydesh. The person who eats Koydesh is careful that even his Chulin, he has that same level of Tahara. Really, what the Gemara is asking over here, does Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh give it a level of Kodesh? Do we treat it like Kodesh? Can the fact that a person wants to treat his food as Kodesh makes it as Kodesh? And the Gemara is giving Raya that yes. So the Gemara is showing him in a dope big Raya from here. The Tanit Amon, we learned in Maseches Chulin, HaShoichet Behim Ochaya Ve'oi Ve'lo Yotso Behem Dam. Someone shechted an animal, and no blood came out. K'sherim V'necholim B'yadayim Mesu'ovois, Lefi Shaloi Uchshur B'dam. They're kosher, you don't need to have blood. So if somehow, through the surgery, when they did shechit, the blood did not come out, it's kosher. And you can eat it tome, because it was nach lekabel tumo. How does food become kosher lekabel tumo, to be receptacle to tumo? When there's liquid, there's no liquid here. It's not kosher lekabel tumo. So one can eat it, even with yadayim and sovois, even if his hands are tome. Shimon Oimer, no, uchshu b'shechito. The shechit makes it kosher lekabel tumo. The same way the shechit makes it kosher l'achilo, it makes it also kosher kabotum, and not the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rablozo b'shima b'shayo, mastiso b'chulin shenasu al gav ha'kodesh ker b'shuo. Meaning, what the Gemara was bothered by is, what's the case? If someone is yadayim misovos, yadayim misovos means it's a tumas yadayim derabanan, he's a sheni. If you touch his basar, the basar doesn't become tame, because the max that you can have in chulin is only sheni. So what's going to happen? Now you can't come say that we talk about trumo, because trumo only works by fruits. Fruits, vegetables, things that grow from the ground. Not by basar. Says the Gemara, you talk about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Talking about chulin, they're in the level of kedusha. So you see, we talk about chulin, shenasu al taras hakodesh, has the din of kodesh, and it has a level of tumo of rivi. And when the Gemara says, ki Rabbi Shua, that has to do with the Gemara over there, because the Gemara there is midayik midiv Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says that maybe this chulin shenasu al taras tumo only. So the Gemara says, no, he agrees, even Rabbi Shua agrees, there's such a thing called chulin, shenasu al taras hakodesh. Don't be midayik midvarv, there's only chulin, shenasu al taras truma. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yisro, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, B'shem Rabbi, ha'oichel ha'oichel shlishi, the Gemara of Rabbi Chaim is, ha'oichel ha'oichel shlishi b'koidesh, nifsal gufoy melechol b'koidesh. Someone who eats shlishi b'koidesh, he can't eat koidesh. You think maybe he could eat koidesh, because maybe he's only revi. He ate shlishi, he becomes revi. So maybe now he could eat Kodesh. He's saying, no, he cannot eat Kodesh. Now the Gemara could have asked, as Rav Chaim points out, that he's more than that. Not only that he's possible to Kodesh, he's possible even the Truma, as we saw before. But the Gemara asks a different question. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah before. The Rabbi Yeshua said that someone who eats Rishon V'Sheni, then he's only Sheni. If he eats shlishi, so then he's sheni l'koidish. That's what it says there in the Mishnah. So you see, the oichel shlishi not only makes someone posel l'koidish, it makes him sheni l'koidish. Says the Gemara, "Mastisa b'kotchi migdashim kudoshim." What it says in the Mishnah is talk about kotchi mamish. So if he ate shlishi, we consider him to be so tame that he can't eat for koidish. He's considered to be sheni. The chiddush over here is even chulin shenasu atas koidish also is posel when he eats a shlishi. And the words the rovo also memelecho is not the amoira rovo, is that it's ribuso. The rovo wants to tell you more than that. Filuchon shenas otarasak agav kodesh. Omer aboyim berachio kamer zohiru mastiso amarken. Meaning again, we do have a source to it, and from a mishnah maseches taharos. What did it say over there? Ki koris hakodesh betoich gumoseim hamayim mikudoshim. So kikaras HaKodesh, breads of Kodesh, for example, when you bring lachmi toido, your bread that comes with korban toido, so it has level of Gdusha, and they're being baked in the gumus, in their places, in their pits, and in there, there's water, which is Kodesh. What's this water? The water is Nasu Al-Taras HaKodesh, because the bread is going into that water, and therefore they're treated as Taras HaKodesh, so you have your breads and you have the water. So it says over there that if one of the breads got tummy b'sheretz, all the entire breads in this entire oven will become tummy. Why? Because even if it was indirect, I mean the sherets touch one bread, touch another bread, now you're getting to shlishi. Even if it's a shlishi, the bread, if it touches the water next to it, the water becomes rishon. Because whenever you touch liquid, it becomes rishon. Now the liquid touches the bread and makes it a sheni. And this bread, even if it's not touching the water, if it touches another bread, it makes it shlishi. And now, if it touches the water, it makes the water rishon, and it makes the bread sheni. So on and so forth, the entire breads in this oven will all become sheni. That's what that Mishnah says. So what is Gemara asking? Gemara is asking, you see, that the water is not kodesh, but it's water shenasu al taras kodesh. So you see, the retreating water shenasu al taras kodesh like kodesh, and therefore it transfers it to him. So says the Gemara, what's the Gemara bothered by? So what is the chiddush of Zeira? And the way Reb Chaim explains is like this. Reb Zeira said that if you take shlishi, it makes the body a puzzle. Of course that's so, because once he takes the food of shlishi and it touches the saliva in his mouth, that saliva becomes rishon. And then it makes the food into sheni. So he is considered to be that he ate sheni. So what's the chiddush of Zeira? Didn't we learn it from this Mishnah regarding the oven and the water? Answers the Gemara in Afcha Beis Amud Beis, Bosh lecho doso meimer lecho, also mashke piv ke mashke kodesh. That's not such a big question. Rav Zeira is telling you that the saliva in the mouth, we treat it like the liquid of kodesh. You're right. We already learned from the liquid of the oven that we look at chulin shenasu as a kodesh like kodesh. He's coming to tell you that the same thing, we treat the saliva, the roik that a person has in his mouth. That's not so shver that he says that a chiddush. Continues the Gemara and tells us, Omar Zeira, kamoi dat omar tamon, as we saw before. Also, sator lechatos kemei chatos kefer chatos. Someone who prepares himself to deal with the mei chatos, so he's considered to be tor lechatos, we treat him in that level of gedusha. Now all the chumras of chatos apply to him. So same thing, oko asoch mashke piv kemashke kodesh. So they make the saliva in his mouth in the level of mashke kodesh, even though it's chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. Rav Zeira, Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yanai, the lo yodin imati bo mishem b'shem Rebbe. They weren't sure if they said a name of Rebbe. Masniso mino kiyumo mino tavro. I have a riot for the Mishnah for and against Rav Zeira. Mino kiyumo, bring your riot for it, because it says shashlishi sheni lekodesh vein sheni letrumo shenasu letayras tatrumo. This is quoting Rabbi Yeshua that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yeshua says when someone eats shlishi, so it makes the kodesh sheni. There in the Gemara in Chulin explains why, because we're machmir legabe kodesh, but it's not considered to be sheni for truma shenasu al taras truma. Mashwa from here, avalim nasa al taras kodesh. If it's chul shenasu al taras kodesh, then the din is nasa gufu sheni itzal kodesh. So then his body has din sheni for kodesh. The same way the body is sheni lekodesh is also sheni le chul shenasu al taras kodesh. So a writer of Zeir that says the saliva in the body does have the level of rishon and makes the person sheni. And that's a special din. Mechulin shenasu al taras kodesh. So it's meduyik from the Mishnah like of Zeir. Minotavro, but also you could bring a raya against him. Quoting the same exact sentence. Shashlishi is sheni lekodesh, v'lo sheni l'truma shenasu al taras truma. That's the Gersa Reb Chaim, which is that Gersa of the Mishnah. The Gemara is v'dayek, aval im nase l'taras kodesh. You can say a different diuk. The diuk for the Mishnah is chulin shenasu taras truma is not nifsel with if he eats shlishi, but chulin shenasu taras kodesh will be nifsel not only for kodesh but also for truma. Because the question is how you medayik from the sentence, how you read the sentence. Are you emphasizing the last part of the sentence? Ashlishi is sheni lekodesh. Ve'ein sheni truma shenasu al taras hatrumo. Ha, it is sheni lechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Or it could be in the beginning of the sentence. Shashlishi, meaning someone who's shlishi, when? Because shenasu al taras hatrumo, he's sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni lechumo. But if he's doing al taras hakodesh, he will be sheni lekodesh and sheni lechumo. And that will be against Rav Zeir, because Rav Zeir, all he said is that someone who eats shlishi, he becomes tameh for kodesh, not for truma. He didn't say legabe truma. He didn't say becomes sheni l'truma. That's a bigger chiddush. Maybe he cannot eat truma as we started the sugyo, but he's not sheni l'truma. So that Rav Zeir did not say. So in this mishnah, maybe you have a diuk against Rav Zeir that he's sheni not only for kodesh but also for truma if he is in the level of doing chulin al taras kodesh. With this, we conclude Yushami Chagigo Davchov Beis.